till I die. Keep it on till I die. Keep it on till I die. Yup, yup, look at me. Yup, yup, look at me.
It's on the way. Plenty of leg. Good! Keep it on till I die. Keep it on till I die.
It's football time in the Bluegrass. You're listening to the KSR Football Podcast.
Hello there. I'm Nick Roush. This is the KSR Football Podcast. And this week, I'm thankful that I can hear from Charles Walker. How are you, Charles?
I'm great. How about yourself?
I'm great. I'm glad. And we got Austin McGinnis and Drew Franklin back. The whole gang is back together.
The boys are back in town.
I listened to you all on – well, I didn't listen to Charles, but I listened to the rest of you all with these special guests on an airplane coming home. So thank you for entertaining me.
How was Monday Night Football?
Monday Night Football was awesome. I got – the black cat was right in front of me. Oh. I cheered him from the 40 all the way to the end zone.
Yes. Nice.
Good times. But I missed you guys. Before that, it was a bye week or something. Or yeah. No, you were sick.
I was sick, and it was a bye week. Yeah. So it's
been almost a month.
I know. It's pretty sad, to tell you
the
truth.
Here we are.
And okay, so here's the thing. I'm thankful that everybody's back, and I'm thankful that we didn't do this podcast on Sunday morning because your boy was mad. And
I was too.
And here's the thing. I try to be like, hey, be level-headed. Try to think of things from all of the angles. But you know what? I just hate Tennessee. And sometimes you just got to throw rationality out the window because it's freaking Tennessee and you had to get 2 yards. No, 1 yard in 2 plays.
Yeah, Tennessee gave you one of the yards by having two men on the field.
Just get it. Just come on. It's Tennessee. They're not even good.
We're cursed. I guess you all got one, right?
We got one.
Thank God.
Thank you for that one. But if you could find like 30 more, that'd be awesome.
I just hate Tennessee so much. Like, and it's the thing too where luckily we don't have to deal with them that much. Like aside from your father, you deal with them all the time.
Yes. He's
but
an
like,
asshole.
When I saw like Tennessee fans walking around Kroger Field, I just hated them, like, right away. And I don't use that word likely, but I mean it. Like, just hearing them open their mouths and, like, woohoo, Rocky Top, woo, go ball for life. They got their stupid checkerboard overalls, the dumbest attire in the SEC. I would rather hear cowbells than look at those stupid overalls.
Whoa.
Well, they also took over our bar that we're currently sitting in.
Did they really?
Yeah. I mean –
can we blame your father?
No, we just have to call it what it is. Big Blue Nation, if we're a family, Tennessee football is our dad. They own us. They they took the keys to KS Bar. They taunted us leaving Kroger Field. And there's nothing we can do but sit here and take it because we always lose to them.
And we shouldn't have.
No. Nope.
Miss a freaking PAT, for Christ's sake. If you don't do that, you can at least – do the old, what was it, 2008, when they kicked it the field goal to go to overtime instead of going for it. Mm-hmm. Remember that, Drew?
Yep.
Yeah. There's just a lot of those stupid, painful memories, and I'm just mad. I am. And I think we've all earned the right to be a little bit mad, Austin, because that's just
hold on. It's not as bad as it once was, but I'm as good as ever. What's the quote?
That is Toby Keith.
Okay. What's your quote that Mark Stoops says?
It's never as good as it seems, and it's never as bad as it seems.
Yeah, as bad as I once was.
Okay. We're going to say that, but
yeah,
first.
Yeah, we're going to say that, but how many times are we going to say that? Usually we only say that after a loss. Usually after a win, we don't hear that quote.
Yeah.
It sucked.
Yeah, so here's the thing. I had a full-on meltdown yesterday, and I just – like I actually probably need to get the clip from it because you can't really find the TV show that I do on Sundays anywhere. It's like only if you hold your antenna the right way at like 11 o'clock at night. But I had a full-on meltdown, so I want to get the clip on KSR.
Hold on, are you on TV if nobody can see it?
I I don't think so. So I was just screaming at the people at Zaxby's where we record the show, which, yes, we record the show to Zaxby's. It's quite a hilarious bit. But I thought, hey, I had my meltdown. I got a lot of it off my chest. But there are a few things that I needed to say, and I thought I would say them here. And in doing so, to make up for a poor performance the last 2 weeks, I put in some extra effort, guys.
Attaboy.
I made a segment.
We love segments.
An actual segment.
I didn't get to share my excitement as you said it.
But I've got a segment. It's called Get Out of Here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who, like
all of us? Or
Yeah, are you telling us to get out of here?
You know who I'm – you know what I'm telling to get out of here?
What's that?
It's a gift for you, Drew Franklin.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
The white pom-poms.
Oh. Did we have them?
Give me a lighter. I'll burn them right here.
Get them out of here.
He really went there.
Toss him out of there.
We have a fire pit out here. After the show, we're going to go burn him.
We're getting him out of here.
I'll leave him here for now.
We are a white towel Kroger Field. We're not a pom-pom stadium. Get him out of here.
They had him. They had him at the game?
Yeah. Get him out of here.
Did the officials not listen to us?
I don't know.
Calls?
But get him the hell out of here.
The moment I saw the pom-poms, I knew it.
You know what else gave me a bad vibe too, Drew?
What's that?
Anthracite. You can only pick and choose your anthracite, and it has to be all anthracite. Hey, anthracite and a bunch of other weird combinations of blue and white and whatever. Get out of here.
I don't like that we call it anthracite.
I don't either. I was going to say that. Why do we call it that? I mean,
they made that word up. That word's not in the dictionary. That is gray.
It is I don't get off
when
black.
When you're playing one of black. Your traditional rivals, why are you going to wear an anthracite jersey?
Okay, once a year, just – gray it out.
Yeah, against Eastern Michigan when you're on their gray field, you go ahead and the anthracite.
Yeah, but against Tennessee, no. Get it the hell out of here. Okay, another one. This one, like, I can't even like play this up as a bit. This one's kind of a serious one.
Okay.
Our boy AJ Rose.
Are you saying get him out of here? He means well. He has good intentions.
He does.
He's in the thousand yard
club. And he's a good leader.
Now.
He got into the 1,000-yard club, but I'd like to read you some stats.
Oh. I'm going to guess they're not pro AJ Rose stats.
They're not good. When he – so he had a very good game against Mississippi State. Good job, AJ. We appreciate your efforts. 100-yard game. Against Arkansas, he had another great game. Good job, AJ. And – well, I'll leave the other one in here because it was just average.
How many has he made miss? What are his yards after contact?
So
that's what I want.
Here is the fun stat that I'd like to share. If you take out his longest run from every other game, I want to read you the rest of his stats. So, last Saturday against Tennessee, aside from his 26-yard run, 15 carries for 18 yards.
It's not good.
That's barely a yard a carry, including our play Operation Rosie, which was
that did not go well.
A disaster, and it... Did we tip him off?
Yeah, is that my fault?
I think
so. You all probably didn't hear the pregame show. I knew of a trick play, and I called it on the pregame show. And then when they went to run it, Tennessee completely stopped.
Not
it.
Even close.
So I think that might be my bad.
There was like eight people there.
How did you get tipped off about a trick play, first of all? You're about to lose your media pass.
I got eyes and ears everywhere. Trick play, Operation Rosie. I was sure of it. Then when they went to it, I saw it developing.
Oh, yeah.
Problem is, Tennessee also saw it developing. And I'm worried that Jeremy Pruitt might have had the KSR pregame show on his way to this stadium. So that's my bad. This segment is called I'll Get Out of Here. That one's on me.
Okay, that one was on you. All right, some other games from AJ's that were not so stellar. The previous week against Missouri, 14 carries, 31 yards. Not the Arkansas game, the game before that. Or Georgia, 8 carries, 22 yards. 9 carries, 26 yards. 13 for 25 yards. Aside from the Eastern Michigan, where if you added his long carry, he had 77 yards.
But is he having these bad stats because we don't have a quarterback that can throw the ball?
I think it's because he's not either reading the holes right or breaking tackles, but he's not getting the hard yards. We all know that AJ's not going to be Benny Snell. But if you're going to get the lion's share of the carries, you got to be able to get 3 or 4 yards a carry as the running back in an offense that's run first. Like, late in the game, there was I forget what drive it was. I want to say it was right after. I think it was right after Tennessee took the lead. Kentucky puts in Chris Rodriguez. Dude gets an 11-yard run, a 20-yard run, and then like a 14-yard run.
He was running straight downhill.
Just nobody was could stop him. Then they took him out. Doesn't get another touch. Drive stalls. It's like
has Stoops explained why he went away from Mini Benny and went back to AJ Rose?
I don't think we got a straight up answer other than he said that a lot of the times that with those running backs, like his thing has been like, yeah, with the rotation, sometimes it's not one guy playing better than the other. It's just that on their big plays, the defense does something and the holes open up when that guy just so happens to be in. Maybe that's the case some of the time. But Rodriguez was rolling. They wised up for the last drive and got him back in there and fed him, and they fed smoke. It was just those two guys. But, like, I think moving forward, you gotta back off of AJ some and just say, Chris and Cavassier, get us there.
Yeah, you know what I thought for sure was going to be the last play of the game on that fourth down? I thought someone was going to jump. Someone was going to just dive over. You know how they run and they jump over everyone? I thought for sure, like, that's the play. Like, because we hadn't done much. Everyone's kind of tired at that point.
On third down, you have two plays to get it. So if you try it once, like.
You're not going to lose yards doing that.
No,
I mean, not many.
It's a little risky, but, like, I like it. Like, so many teams do that, and it's worked so well just in the game of football that, like, I feel like you got to try. You got to get a guy back there that can jump.
Yeah, but who we put?
I don't know. That's what I couldn't figure out, though, because I'm like, none of the running backs, they can't jump high. Smoke did it against somebody.
Missouri could do it. And it was close?
No, I don't think he
He didn't fumble.
No, that was Rodriguez who fumbled, but he just reached the ball out. That wasn't a jump.
And that was early in the season.
Because I had just watched the Alabama game and the LSU guy just dove right over and it looked so smooth. No one even touched him. And those are like the highest level teams in college football. You see it in the pros. You see it everywhere.
Yeah.
So I really thought, I'm like, he's going to jump. He's going to jump. Because when you're on the goal line like that, like very rarely do you ever see when it's an important situation like fourth down, the hole open up. The hole never opens up.
Because they're bringing the heat.
They're bringing the heat. They know it's the play that matters, and they know you're running the ball. So, I mean, I don't know. I was just hoping that someone was going to just try to jump, because then you at least get the chance to reach the ball out.
Charles, did you like the call on the last play? Did you think it had a chance on the option sweep?
It's one of those where it's either a beautiful call and the pitch is perfect and you're walking right in untouched, or it's one of those where you think it's the worst call ever. So I will not comment on that.
I got something else to say once Chuck's done.
Yeah, I think I'm done.
We know where Chuck stands.
You want to know my big problem with the last play?
Hit me.
That we spread Lynn out to wide receiver, and then he has to run all the way back to quarterback and then run all the way back to that side. Like, to say that's like just like getting your guy even more tired. Like, no one ever wants to talk that these dudes never get tired and stuff, but like, if you to make that last play, like, why make him run all the way out to the receiver position,
and then
run
motion
him back, and then he's got to run that way again? Dudes, like, that's just extra running. You don't need that. There's no tricking on that last play. Like, the only trick you do is if you're going to throw it that little, like, I don't
shovel
even know what
pass.
Yeah, like a shovel pass, or like when they
behind
the running
still,
back runs out. Yeah, so I don't know. That's the only part. That's the part I didn't like about that play, is that we made Lynn run all the way out there, because he didn't take long when he got back to center to snap it.
Right. I thought Kentucky, when they ran the ball most effectively against Tennessee, it was that first possession that they just dominated, ran it down their throat, 17 plays, 10 minutes and 18 seconds, longest drive of the Mark Stoops era. And they spread it out. They did a bunch of weird stuff and spread formations. So, and then when they would cluster everything up and they would get like two tights and they would go big sets, Tennessee would just bully them up front. And they were really stout. So I understood why they did what they did. That play had worked successfully often. But when you spread teams out, it's so you can win in a numbers game. And you can't really win in a numbers game in that situation. Give Tennessee credit. They played it perfectly.
But they had seen it. They had seen it that game already. They had adjusted for it.
And that's why they played it perfect, because they had seen it so much.
And I feel like that's why Eddie Grant called it, because he's like, it worked a little bit in the first half.
It was like they both were like, Graham was like, well, it's been our best play. Let's run that.
Yeah,
it'll
that's
work.
What I think.
But then on the other hand, the Tennessee's like, all right, we finally figured it out.
And you're on the goal line. Like, I don't know. I don't really like that play on the goal line.
I think goal line, need a yard. You get under center and you QB sneak or you turn and hand it off. I hate anything where you go – I know limbo and they don't trust him under center. But why start back a couple extra yards when you can just get under center and pound it in? You've got a great left side of your offensive line. You got two tries to get 1 yard. I would have put Sawyer Smith back in there. His sneak worked great.
It worked.
Or even fake the sneak. When you bring him in, they're going to assume it's going to be a sneak. Have him pitch it out or something.
Ooh,
but I
that's
just
a
that's
good
a
one.
Good trick.
Yeah.
That's like a good trick play, though.
I just think you have to get under center when you need 1 yard.
I also would like to introduce them to a play that Jarrett Garantano ran twice and made my head want to explode each time. It's this thing. I don't know if you've heard of it before, Charles. It's called a bootleg. Mm. Have you ever heard of
it? F that bootleg.
Have you ever heard of the bootleg?
Is that like a leg you put on your boot?
That's exactly what it is.
It's the leg that you put on your boot. Or it's actually this thing where you fake the run and then you roll out to the opposite way.
Mm.
And what happens is it puts stress on your edge guy to play perfect containment. And when they don't, the quarterback can run freely like Jarrett Garantano did. So
now we'll probably fake a run right so we can have Lynn rolling left so we can try to throw it across his body. I think that's what we'll go do.
All right, that's one mistake, though. We could get past that.
But they haven't like – when they roll out Lynn, he looks comfortable. The defense looks a little freaked out, and you can just get them with their thumbs up their rear ends not knowing what they're doing because like just left – without anybody there, if you run that bootleg, I was going nuts because Kentucky, they held Tennessee's running backs to like 30 yards rushing, and their quarterbacks got like 40 because they just got stuck.
And it looked easy when they were running it too.
No, it was just like, ugh.
I got two more things to say.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Are we still telling things to get out, or
ooh,
we moved on from
can
get
I,
out?
Can I
call this things to say?
Okay.
Oh, wait. One more get out. PATs. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, just give them 7 for the tutty. Come on.
Two-point conversions
on,
from here on out.
Harbaugh.
2-point conversions. That's it.
So we're not saying, kickers get out, because I'll say it. I don't care. I'll say it.
Oh,
I'll go there. I don't care.
What about your punter that's technically a kicker, I guess? No.
Give him a shot.
I will,
what's the rule
I will
on
drop kick before I'm willing to go back to holding?
What's the drop kick rule?
It's got to hit the ground and then go through the uprights.
But can you
That's the rule. That's the rule.
Let's try it.
Google's NCAA drop. All
right, let me say what I got to say.
Okay, things to say.
One, you know, okay, I might be wrong about this, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. We did not take like a go route and just take a shot down the field.
No shots?
No.
We did not. We had the fourth
because
and three shot down the field.
Yeah, that was a poor
All right, all right. You're right. But I don't count that because I tried to erase that from my memory because I'm like, all right, I don't know. But they're going to tell you it's because Bryce Oliver is out and old number 14,
Flagner,
was out. But, I mean, my God, that was our best play. Lynn, just let him chunk it down the field. He likes it. It spreads him out a little bit. We didn't do that, A. And then also – dragging on about the last play of the game, but the corners are just peeking in the backfield the whole time. They're not worried about getting dusted, especially not on the goal line. And if you watched them, like, all right, I'm not that football savvy, but like one of the safeties would be like very near the box and just peeking in the whole time because no one was worried about any receivers going deep because we hadn't taken a shot all game. And then when you're on the goal line, they can especially just be looking in the backfield the whole time. So when they're looking in the backfield the whole time, it's a lot harder to block when the cornerback kind of knows that a run's coming. He's not even worried about the pass at all.
Drop kicks are, in fact, legal on field goals in the NCAA. Yeah. I know in the NFL, it's like if it gets any more than like 6 inches high, it doesn't work. So
well, it doesn't. You can't even kick it at that point. So like
yeah. So Max Duffy,
it can't be worse.
Yeah. They I was. I mean, like that.
I'm
line
trying to
drive,
steer the conversation away from that this.
Line, yeah, I mean, I know you're pro kicker.
It was just. It was bad. But moving on. The thing that I think is really tough for this coaching staff right now, Austin, is that the margin of error is very thin when you play Bowdoin ball. So you have to choose your shots wisely. And the one to Rig works. Like, that was open. But Bowdoin babied it. He was hesitant. If he just lets him run underneath it, maybe the safety catches up with him. At the very minimum, they're down on, like, the 15-yard line.
Yeah. I mean, how many times has Lynn ran to the left, though, and then had to throw? Like, I mean, I can't imagine he's done that too many times. But also, I would like to say, like, I wasn't that mad after the game because when the game was starting, I'm like, okay, we once again have a wide receiver at quarterback, and now it's not raining, so the other team can throw the ball. I'm like, we are really kind of just testing our luck at this point. Like, we're really – I don't even know how to put it into words, but like I was like, we're really doing this again, aren't we? Like, we're really going to have them back there. So I thought the team, like, played hard. They played well. And so, like, I wasn't that mad about it because, I don't know, like, I thought the team played well with the conditions they're in. And, like, when we started the game, I'm like, I'm just glad that we kept it close because there is no margin for error. But then again, when you get that close, you just want to finish.
And when you get up 13, if you complete that pass to Justin Rigg, and if that drive ends in a touchdown, you're up 20-3 in the second quarter to that Tennessee team. You ain't losing that game.
Or you don't make Jared Garantino or whatever his freaking name is look like, you know, Peyton Manning out there. He comes out in the second half and just torches us.
Oh, I have a theory, Drew, and you might want to ask your dad this to confirm.
Okay.
My theory is that Jared Garantano got dumped by a Kentucky fan, and so he takes out all of his anger and resentment on the Cats every year.
There's something going on because I've heard my father – say curse words that I didn't even know existed while referring to Garantano watching other games. Tennessee fans think he sucks. But then he comes in against Kentucky and shines. Every other game,
he's terrible.
If you ask that fan base, they're MF this, MF that, he's the worst, get him off the team, he sucks, bench him forever. But then he comes in against Kentucky and looks like a, you know, an MVP.
Let's be real, though. That number one, that receiver, he's sick. He's going to be good in the NFL, too. Like,
Garantano's game last year against Kentucky was the highest-ranked Pro Football Focus game by a quarterback in college football in the entire season.
Wow.
Jared freaking Garantano, the best game by a quarterback in the entire season last year. It's annoying as hell, but it does help that when you do have guys that throw it up. Like, Marquez Callaway, I kind of dogged him. I was like, oh, he hasn't done anything all year. He only has 18 catches. Well, he had 4 for 103 yards and a touchdown against Kentucky.
And he had, like, the stat, like, he had the most yards per reception coming into that game, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he showed it because everything he caught was deep, it seemed like.
The one dude, Palmer, for them, that catch he had in the end zone made DK Metcalf's catch look
basic. I mean, they made – their receivers just made plays. There were a couple jump balls where UK had a defender right there and they just went up and got it.
I almost got Stoops to cuss today, too.
I saw that.
Yeah.
What happened?
I was watching on the live feed.
He was like, I was like, so, like, how hard is it to prepare for a jump ball team when your two jump ball receivers are out and you don't really have a quarterback? And he goes, you almost made me say something I'm not supposed to say, so I'll just say another S word. It stinks.
Well, Mark Stoops made me cuss several times, so he should have cussed for you.
That would have been nice. Get me all hyped up.
Yeah. I was a little harsh on our coaches.
Yeah.
Don't be too harsh, though, because he's going to pack his bags and get out of here. So we kind of got to
now.
Nice.
Spin zone, we don't have to worry about Mark Stoops leaving.
Yeah, that's my theory. I think he intentionally coached a bad game to remove himself from consideration.
Thanks,
so
Mark.
So it's not a distraction with three games left. He's like, you know what? Florida State, they think way too highly of me. I'm going to go out here and shit the bed against Tennessee. That way they'll completely forget about me, and all's well in the locker room.
Because here's the thing with Mark Stoops, okay? We all agree he's great. He's done things at Kentucky that has exceeded all of our expectations.
I'm pro Mark Stoops.
He has been
He gave
fantastic.
Charles a scholarship.
Yeah.
He did.
He made Austin the greatest kicker in the history of football.
Yeah, I'd say Austin made him, you know.
Sure. Okay. But point being – he has done almost everything right. But the three teams I hate the most, he's only beat four times. And I just Tennessee's not even good. They're not even good. Four to freaking Jim McElwain, even terrible. And we still have only beaten them once. And I know that before he got here, there was one win over those two teams in my entire 20 years of existence. So he's done better than his predecessors. But, like, this is the last – like, they talk about what's the next step. You know, Vince said it's beating Georgia. Just beat Tennessee and Florida. I don't care.
More than once.
Yeah, like, just beat those teams because I hate them. I hate them. And I know that when Mark Stoops talked today, he made some very rational points. But it's hard for me to be rational against Tennessee. It just does because I hate them. They're good for nothing, tobacco big man chewing whatever, as Ryan Lemon likes to call them.
And I hate the couple that got married at halftime. I'll say it. I blame them. I don't know your names, but this is on you.
Did they do it? Where'd they do it at?
In the stands, Section 108.
And yeah. They got the cameras on.
Things were
going
great until you all got married.
I know. Josh Allen was, like, making fun of Tennessee on the broadcast. Like,
making fun of Louisville.
It was awesome. And
did you also hear the no state income tax in Florida comment by Josh?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah. No.
I'm sure awesome. He likes that.
Yeah. They said, how's Jacksonville? And he said something like, well, it's warm, sunny, and there's no state income tax.
Yeah, I'm sure he's enjoying
Josh
that.
Josh looks like he was ready to play. And I was like, you know what? Why don't you go wear, like, number 38 or something? Wear a number that nobody knows.
Yeah, can we sneak him in?
Jake Nulty's 38, I think. A little bit of a difference in size there. And skin tone.
Could have found a jersey. Lots of them were back. Lonnie, Bunchy, CJ.
Oh, Bunchy was back,
Boove,
too.
Yeah. Boove was there.
Boove.
A lot of recruits there, too.
A lot of recruits.
I did hear, what, some of the recruits were texting Stoops after, I guess, some positive things? Or
Yeah. So I didn't – Stoops normally, he's like – he doesn't know how to talk around recruiting things when you ask him. So he normally, like, clams up. But, like, he started beaming. And – I'm not going to lie. I was ready to be in an awful mood. But between Stoops saying that, like, man, just those guys, they helped pick me up. This is going to be a special group. And then,
so they were texting him real late.
Yeah, just like, coach, it's going to be fine. We got this. Stoops was very encouraged. So I did some digging and I did some asking around and feeling pretty good about some people who were at the game on Saturday.
Are you
like
allowed
a
to tell
like
us
a Justin or? Rogers, perhaps?
Well, or
what
maybe
about Joey Gatewood,
a quarterback.
Oh, that good. I thought you meant just off. Keeping some current commits.
Oh, you mean
potential additions?
Yes.
Okay.
And I think if we don't hear about like this we're recording on Monday, and I think we'll know by the end of the week. If he's they don't feeling like he might not take another visit, which
that
you know
would be
that
very
means.
Good.
That would be huge. So just got to get through this week, and if that happens, could be really nice. Whoa. Another player that things could get weird because his dad works for Jeremy Pruitt, and so you know maybe Jeremy Pruitt wants to give him a $3 million raise or something,
mm-hmm.
but. Things might also be going well for Tyler Barron.
What would be the situation there if
next
season Barron's father just gets a new job and it's $2 million increase? Is that
that's
legal?
And it technically is.
Yeah, can't do anything about that.
But I think Kentucky likes where they're at. Oh, one other person who visited this weekend unofficially, his name is not Bull. But I hear it went well. It's a lot like a bull, though. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
Some people connect the dots.
You're mentioning all these people who were there.
Yes.
Was Sawyer Smith there?
Yeah, he ran a quarterback sneak. Remember? And he got a first down.
Could he have run a pass play? Was he there that much?
Yeah.
No. Just one wouldn't have hurt. I didn't even care if he threw it to Nicholasville Road. I just wanted to see the ball go up into the air. I don't care where it landed. I just wanted to see it fly.
Okay. So, I am on the – like, I'm starting to think, like, okay. Well, especially against Vandy and UT Martin. They stink. You should be able to trot out Sawyer and, like, see what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
But
– new rule. Don't say teams stink until we beat them.
Agreed.
Okay. All right. Vandy – no, not
you
as good
can say they
Tennessee.
Stink.
Can you say Vandy stinks?
And if you beat, you just lost a team that stinks. I mean, if they stink, they stink.
All right. Yeah. All right. That's cool then.
They lost 4-56 and tried kicking a field goal in the final 2 minutes of the game just to get on the scoreboard.
Yeah.
And oh, I think – did it get blocked or did it go off the upright?
I just knew that they attempted one.
It was really bad. But, yeah, they attempted one down 56-0. So that's where Vandy is right now. But back to – Sawyer Smith. Stoops made the point today where I kind of – like he's not wrong. Kentucky moved the ball well with Lynn Bowden at quarterback, but they typically stalled out when they got to like the 30 or 40. So they were moving the ball. They had a 17-play scoring drive. They did fine, but they only had 9 possessions. So if you're going into the game thinking like the margin of error is thin, if you put in Sawyer for 2 or 3 series and it's a disaster, then you've just wasted a third of your possessions.
Yeah, I
don't think so.
I don't know. When I watched the game, I never once thought we should put in Sawyer because like he's not Terry Wilson. Like he did good against Florida, and then after that, the injuries really hurt him, and he really dwindled. And it's not like he was like an All-American before that. I mean, he was good, but
and in that Florida game, he had 3 turnovers. Still,
that's what I'm saying.
Two of them were kind of iffy. One of them was horrible.
But it's not Peyton Manning. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like it's like there's no guaranteed how he's going to play.
But we weren't playing Florida. We're playing Tennessee.
Yeah.
So another counterpoint. So it might say like, hey. Lynn Bowden, yeah, it worked against Arkansas and Missouri, but both of those teams suck. Well, Mississippi State and South Carolina, they suck pretty bad too. Did you see the way South Carolina lost, by the way?
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
App State's the truth. Let's just talk about how good App State is.
Okay. Terrible App State pass. Is the truth, but he threw that ball into the
wide
bushes.
Wide open.
he was standing in the end zone with nobody around him, and he threw the ball into the bushes.
I don't even know how you get that open on the last play of a game. There was no one near him.
And he threw it into the bushes.
I don't even know where their defense was. Like, can we zoom out more and find them? Because they were not in the end zone trying to stop that pass.
So, if you look based on pure resume alone, Tennessee and Florida games are basically the same as far as how they ended and what went down, and that was Sawyer and Lynn at quarterback. And then the other two games against bad teams, Sawyer plays poorly, Lynn gets wins. So I am of the belief that you just play both of them because you should be able to play Bowden ball and beat the next two teams. But I can kind of understand why they rode with Lynn, even though if they would have trotted out Sawyer, Drew, I wouldn't have been mad about it.
Yeah, I was definitely wanting Sawyer. Even the last drive when they got in scoring position, let's not act like they drove the field. There was the fumble, and what were they on, like 35? 45. I mean, they got a big help from the defense after just having to punt, I believe, if that's how it went down. I wish they'd given him a look.
It was the fumble that Bully got. Our boy Bully.
Oh, yeah.
He got Pro Football Focus. He was their highest graded player.
Is Vandy still going to play that third-string quarterback this week?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, no, that matters. <That's>
here's the thing about Vandy. I don't know this because my sports career ended with high school golf. But, like, when you're a Vanderbilt football player and you're now eliminated from going to a bowl game, do you even care next week?
I think so because I think they like their coach and he's going to have them ready to go.
Yeah, I guess
like,
that.
Like, Kentucky and Vandy are, like, on the same level almost. Like, people might give me slack, but, like, Vandy was really good under James Franklin. They won 11 wins, whatever. Yeah. So, like, they're kind of in the same tier as us. And, I expect them to be ready to play, but if they're playing that third string, I feel a lot better than if whoever their starter is back.
But when they run out, they're going to look up, and there's not going to be 10 Vanderbilt fans there. There's going to be no noise.
They're used to that, though.
They can't make a bowl game.
It's not
I'm
any
just
different.
Saying, if it were me, I'd be like, you know what, I'm going to check out. I'm going to enjoy college and
but,
just show up for these last 3 games.
Yeah, but if they really check out, then there's a chance that coach Derek Mason could be on the hot seat.
Well, I think so that's I think a very good point you made, though, because this is like a plan to keep Mason. Like, if this will be kind of an indictment on Derek Mason.
Yeah, it's like a pride check. All like, right. What's your character made of? I'm not saying that we're going to struggle, but I would rather them have the third string than. Because I don't know. I mean, we've lost.
We don't
Vandy
really
before.
Play well at Vandy.
No, that's what I'm
Nobody
saying.
Nobody does, because you run out and you look up and no one's there, and you're like, "Well, if no one cares to be here, why should I care to play?"
Oh, I know who's going to be there getting rowdy. One Charles Walker.
Whoop!
So you'll get him fired up.
I'll get the team fired up.
Maybe you can give him a pump-up speech.
Maybe
that's like your life after football now, right?
Yeah, you I'm really good at
inspirational
those
inspirational rah-rah speeches. Charles Walker, big rah-rah guy. So he. The second string guy, Mo Hassan, the running quarterback, who actually probably gave Kentucky some fits.
Yeah.
He didn't travel to South Carolina, and he was just ruled out for Florida. So I think he may return, but if he does not, then it could be a fun day. And
half the podcast is going.
Yep, half the podcast.
You're
is
out
going.
Now.
I'm out.
Yeah, having to do the radio.
I don't know if you heard, I got a promotion last week, an unwanted promotion.
Atta boy.
promotion I didn't ask for.
There we go.
Got a little bit busier in life, so I will not be making the Nashville trip.
Yeah, things are a little crazy. So here's what Derek Mason had to say about his quarterback situation today. Subscribe now. Come on. Get the hell out of here, Tennessean. Just give me the freaking Tennessean.
Did anybody ask why he kicked a field goal down 56-0? I would like to hear that
Let's
answer
Let's just do
as well.
Fake Derek Mason quotes while you look for one.
Okay. This thing is nobody covers Vanderbilt either. Like they have like they have like six media members.
Telling you, nobody cares.
And three of them. Yeah, there's nothing. Nobody cares. Goodness gracious. Poor Vanderbilt. But either way. Vanderbilt's offense, they have three guys who are going to get drafted, and they're still terrible. Kentucky's defense should be able to contain them. And, I mean, if they run for 300 yards again, it's going to be fine. Things will be okay. But I think the unfortunate side effect of the loss to Tennessee is that lots going to be riding on that Louisville game.
I'm kind of dreading that. I mean, I think they're going to win, but I don't like that the – I guess they kind of looked bad this past weekend, but they're still better than I expected they were going to be.
And it could be 2 6-win teams fighting to see for superiority. And mostly that comes down to momentum and off-season trash talk.
And it's Scott's and his Tots, their first time in the rivalry. You don't want to let him win his first one.
No. You got to set the tone.
Yeah, you got to say, hey, this
is all about recruiting. That's the game for the recruits.
You got to hand him a loss in his first time in this. Get that leg up. And I feel like we're just going to be able to use that hatred, and that'll kind of fuel them being a rivalry game. I know it's there on Louisville's side too, but I feel like Kentucky's players will be up for that one.
What's the status?
I see him winning out.
What's the status on Lynn? Because he was limping off the field.
He's Lynn. He's good.
That's what the word is?
Yeah, it was a little ankle sprain, but – I'm more worried about Wagner and Oliver because Stoops said they're close, but he said Wagner would be back last week too. And he was dressed, like looking like he was ready to go, but ultimately did not end up playing.
I don't mean to change the subject during the injury report, but I just looked up and saw that Lamar spin move again. My God.
So the Bengals, do they just have to quit now? Like, are
Oh, man, they're bad.
Like when Lamar Jackson.
You know that spread was 10 or something like that. It's crazy.
10.5.
I mean, that is wild.
I know some people who bet it. I texted them. I was like, why in the world are you doing that to yourself?
Oh, man.
But, then like, they have to, like, that's, like, the ultimate. Lamar Jackson is very talented. But when he's just making three people, like they've never played
God,
football
that,
before.
They're showing it again. They've shown it, like, 15 straight times. It's insane.
At least we got a win on him, though.
Yeah, he fumbled.
I bet they were pumped that Lamar was there just so they could have Louisville fans in their stands because nobody else went to the game.
Sold a couple extra tickets.
Ooh, our boy Danny. Not a good injury.
Our boy who?
Danny Trevathan.
Oh, did you have a bad one?
A broken arm.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Yeah, apparently it's one you don't want to look at. I was told not to look at it.
And then Benny, he's got a huge opportunity in front of him, but he's hurt.
I know. They only have Samuels. Yeah. Like, that was all who they had last week.
He could have been a star yesterday, but he's out with a knee. Yeah.
It's not good.
Not great, Bob.
But, hey, Josh and Lonnie were hanging out in town, so that was cool.
Yep.
I asked what I wanted for Christmas, and that's the only thing I want for Christmas is a Josh Allen jersey.
I hate that I can't be a Josh Allen fan, but it's just AFC South rivalry.
Hey,
I can't.
You did it.
I can't.
Your Titans did it.
We did it. We beat Mahomes. And,
yeah, Ryan Tannehill. What about that?
Ryan Tannehill's the man.
More like a Tannehero.
I just don't see anyone getting in their way here in the Super Bowl.
Oh,
I just see a straight path.
So how many back are they from the Texans? Like a lot? Is this like a wild?
No. The race is actually not that bad. I think they're 1.5 back. The AFC South, everybody's pretty clumped up.
Okay.
So.
And they're at like what? Is it 5-3 or no? 4-4.
5-4, I believe.
Oh, so they can wild card it too. The Colts lost.
Yeah.
That was a huge L. I mean, they lost the.
Or no, excuse me. They 5-5. They have 5 losses. I can't think of how many wins they have.
4-5-1. Either way.
Absurd. This is KSR Football Podcast Talks NFL.
Yeah.
Let's since people will get to hear this tonight earlier than usual, let's get some Monday Night Football predictions in, a.k.a. tell me what I should do to bet, because I don't know. Spread is 6. We have the Seahawks at the Niners.
Oh, it's at San Francisco.
They look really good.
I feel like Russell Wilson is good enough to make that game close no matter what, though.
Okay, say no more.
So I would go that way. The Cowboys, your other team, stink, though.
Yeah, that was disappointing.
Like, they're going to, like, the only teams they've beaten are their division opponents because the NFC stinks.
I might drop both teams and pick a new NFL team. I know that's frowned upon. But after riding a train through New Jersey to Giants Stadium, the New York Giants fan base are some of my favorite people.
Is it because
all
they
of them
know that they're
blackout
like,
drunk?
Oh, they were just – they're like restate.
They were – they're a sloppy fan base, but they're a fan base that cares. Saw awesome. Some good fights because
really?
Cowboys got in.
There you go.
Saw some really good fights. And then I was confusing people because I was wearing a Giants jersey and high-fiving the Cowboys fans. So I really put the people around me in a pretzel. They didn't know what was going on.
They're
a rowdy group. I highly recommend the train ride to MetLife with drunk Giants fans.
I've never been to New York, the Big Apple. So that's what
big.
They call it, right?
Yeah.
Are there apples?
There's
like
no
apple
apples.
Trees?
It's
no?
Big. It's big, but no apples.
Oh, we had snow football this weekend. That was cool.
Where was that?
Lambeau.
Oh, yeah.
The second half, it got really snowy.
Light dusting.
Yeah, just enough to, like, put it on the field some. And I think we're getting a light dusting in the bluegrass.
Yeah, tonight.
Really?
It's snow night. Everybody bundle up.
It's going to be pretty
awesome. I have a nice soup at home waiting for me. I'm going to
– What type?
Ooh, it is a chicken and mushroom with wild rice.
You're just such a family man now.
Nice. Yeah.
It's really settled down, haven't you?
I might work out. I'm just kidding. Oh. I'm not going to do that.
I'm getting some chili Gillespie before we go.
It's
chili Gillespie season.
Is chili a soup?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
It is.
A type of soup.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think it's not?
I believe it is, but okay. I was in an argument with my friends this weekend who I was one of probably 7 to say that it is a soup.
Well, your other
and I pointed
stupid.
At the menu that we were at a restaurant. I go, look, it's under soups. And then we asked our waiter, and he said, oh, well, it's kind of, you know, a little odd. I'm going, come on, dude.
No, you, like, sir, you're in the industry.
He's trying to get tips.
Oh,
if the majority.
He was pandering to the majority.
Yeah.
Good call, Austin. Yeah.
What a coward.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it checks pretty much every box. It's in a bowl.
What makes it a soup?
Served in a bowl, you eat it with a spoon, and it's hot.
Okay, so, there you go, the hot. That's where I got my buddies, too, because I said, served in a bowl, eat it with soup, and they said, so cereal's a soup. I'm like, it's got to be hot.
Yeah.
Or it's a cold soup.
Is there a cold soup? Like,
yeah, there's lots of cold
soup.
Pea soups?
Yeah, it's a soup.
Yeah, like,
listen,
right,
I
so
watch Chopped
what
every night.
To, what does it have to cross, then? 2 out of those 3? Because a cold soup, I mean, what's the difference in cereal? I guess because there's milk?
I don't know. It's just soup.
It's like, a soup, yeah. If you want to call it a stew or something, but chili, making chili its own category is just being argumentative to be argumentative. And we're on a show that it would be nice to embrace debate every once
in a while. Yeah, we do embrace debate. I'm debating that your friends are stupid for thinking chili is not a soup.
Well, that's not a debate. I agree.
Yeah.
Good
so
times.
So, are we done talking about that game Saturday?
I didn't even get to complain about the first half. The end of the first half. My biggest complaint.
Oh, that's your biggest complaint.
By far my biggest complaint.
Set up the scenario for us.
Kentucky has the ball. They're moving the ball. The clock's running.
Okay.
That's great. I even said to Nick Roush, though, I was like, I feel like they're wasting a lot of time. Like, move up a little bit because I think they just crossed the 50. There's probably, I don't know, I'm talking out of my ass right now, 2.5 minutes left. I don't know.
Whatever you want it to be, that's
but
correct.
But they just kept, you know, we'll run it down, and then get to 4th and 1, 25 seconds left, and punt. I mean, if they didn't get that, Tennessee was not going to turn around and drive the field and at 20 seconds at that point and score. Might as well go ahead and try to get your yard. If you get it, the clock stops. You can spike the ball. I assume Lynn knows how to spike the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can take a couple shots. I know we don't have confidence in the kicker, but I felt like they just said, yeah, we're up 13, or we have 13 points. We'll just stop here. We're good.
And so here's the
thing.
And
then that couple got married, and the game changed.
Right.
All right there together.
It all happened at once.
I just thought they were cowards for not – trying to put up more points there at the end of the first half.
They're probably super fans, and they listen to this, and I don't know. They might show up in orange next time.
Who?
That couple.
Oh, that couple?
Yeah, because they're gonna hear this.
That's fine.
I
hope they have a happy marriage. I just think the game turned when they got married. I don't wish ill will upon them.
I think they should call it off and then have to redo it.
Why, so we could lose another game?
No, just to get the curse off.
Okay. Do it at UT Martin. We got married at the UT Martin game.
I think that there are, like, I remember very early in the Eddie Grant era when people would get mad when Kentucky would kind of take their time towards the end of the half, because I think there's a very important element that gets overshadowed in two-minute offense, and that's not giving the other team a scoring opportunity. I think that's a very important asset. And a very important aspect to the two-minute offense is ending the half with the ball as well and making sure they don't get a look. With that being said, you can still – like, you can do a little bit more of one. Like, just because you threw the ball once or twice doesn't mean that you can't run it once to get the clock going again. Or when you call the pass, that wind runs around – and does something crazy and then gets 15 more yards. Like, that was some of the biggest plays of the night, was calling a pass and then Lynn just goes off. So
I just felt like they looked at the scoreboard at that point and were like, oh, we have 13. We're good. We'll just run it out and punt from the 38.
How much would the coaches have been crucified, though, if they would have tried to throw it on one of those two downs? You already know people would have crucified them.
We're at the 1 yard line with the receiver at quarterback. You gotta run it. Oh, we're talking more before first half.
No. I know what we're talking about. I just thought that, like how.
Well, we're crazy. We're a crazy bunch. We're gonna complain.
We
no
just want to win.
It doesn't work.
We just want to win.
Yeah, we're fans. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to bitch.
And I think as long as you just don't like. Directly like slide into DMs and tag kids, then it's cool. Like, you can vent, and if they name search, I mean, then they're name search. But like,
and Lynn Bowden will tweet and call you out, tell you to go cheer for another team.
Yeah, but it's fine to vent. I think it's most constructive when you like vent in person. It feels better to get it off your chest.
Yeah.
Or to like scream at a bunch of strangers after they go to church at Zaxby's on a Sunday. That's also a good
thing. I gotta try that next week without a TV show. I'm just gonna go to Zaxby's as soon as they lose. Next time they lose, I'm just gonna go to Zaxby's and yell at people.
You can't do that at Chick-fil-A, folks.
It's true.
Which, by the way, have any of y'all had the Popeyes yet?
No, sandwich? I have not.
Anybody?
Well, I gotta be careful.
I've had
You got an inside scoop of Popeyes over there, guys.
Well, because we have the best chicken sandwich at KS Bar.
We do.
Grill. But is the Popeyes though? Is it worth the hype?
I can't do Popeyes.
I've had 8 friends go yesterday, and they were giving them nice ratings, anywhere from a 7.3 to about an 8.8. However, all of them said head to head they would still pick Chick-fil-A.
Are these the same people that don't
pick
Chili's or soup?
Separate. These are separate friends.
Okay.
Listen, I'm not going to call out any specific locations. But
so just, you had an experience.
Just
at
2 weeks ago, I went to Popeyes. It's my fourth trip to said Popeyes. And I ordered, and I'm sitting there waiting for them to hand me my food in the drive-thru, and I can kind of see inside the Popeyes. And I turned to Abby. I was like, I cannot believe we're about to eat this food with how this place looks inside. And we get home. I took one bite. It was fine, but just the disgustingness of how Popeyes looked inside.
The appearance.
I won't be back. It was filthy.
And it wasn't the chicken sandwich either.
So this is my segment, trash a restaurant.
Chicken. This was pre-chicken sandwich even being re-released.
Yeah,
either.
I will never set foot in a Popeyes again.
That's the thing about Chick-fil-A is it's an experience.
Oh, man, you meet nice people.
You know what you're going to get every time, too.
Yeah.
And they're always happy. No one's ever having a bad day at Chick-fil-A.
They're like, here's your food. And by the way, I've been a man. How's work? How you doing? Everything good? I'm really proud of you. Look like you lost weight. Thanks for coming by.
They don't charge you for extra sauces.
Oh, man. And that drives me nuts.
It's fast.
They
it's
ask fast. You how many you want. You could be like 17. They're like, all right.
They're like, how about 18?
My pleasure.
Oh, man.
I like giving free ads.
The only thing that makes me happier than an experience like that is watching Coach O take down the Crimson Tide.
You want to know, can I get one back to get out of here?
Yes.
When you're celebrating with your team after a game and you're on Instagram Live and your coach is giving you a speech and you want to put it on your Instagram Live, go ahead and get out of here.
Get the hell out of here.
Get the hell out of here.
Now, to be fair, I was happy to hear.
Me Coach too. That was awesome.
It was awesome.
That's kind of exactly what I would expect him to say.
That is like, I wish he would have said it on TV. It was so
surprised
awesome.
He didn't, really.
Oh, my gosh. And, like, the guy, how badass was it? I mean, this was like, it was the most heartless, just coldest. I've never seen anything like it. After the game, Delpit and a bunch of dudes went over to the Alabama recruiting
that
section and told them to go to LSU to go to a real school.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah. I got a new segment. It's called Get In Here, and that's what I want to say to those two
guys.
Oh,
my gosh.
That's really rubbing it in. When you go to the recruits.
Oh, man.
In the rival stadium, and you're like, you don't want to go here. Follow us.
And what's and the thing is, too, is I bet half of those dudes are like Alabama or LSU, too.
Oh, of course.
Or Kentucky.
Yeah.
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 Or if they weren't even considering LSU, I bet they are now.
Man, that – and it was just – that game was just awesome, too. From, like, start to finish, it was bonkers. Tua just butterfingers.
It's exactly what no one expected. We thought we'd see, like, perfect football from both sides and just whoever got it last would win.
Just
no, it was fumbles and interceptions and missed extra points. And
every person that gave out picks on that game was like, just do the smart, the easy thing and take the under. Take the under. And then take the under, over under. What was it, like?
46.5. I took the under.
Yeah, and did LSU.
Got destroyed.
I think LSU got 46 by themselves.
Yeah, they did.
So.
The most
life's
ever.
Life's too short to bet the under, Drew. You should have known that.
It wasn't fun. It really wasn't.
The most points ever given up by Nick Saban at Alabama.
But Clemson had more in the championship game, though, correct?
No, they had 44, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Dynasty's over.
Man,
I wouldn't go that far. Tua did play good, but I can't imagine he could walk this weekend. Because did you see after the game, he just started limping instantly?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
he played well, but those turnovers were the difference in the game. That especially the one right before half. Like, that one was just crippling. Like, because then they had to come back from, instead of just like two scores, it was three.
Yeah, but I mean, like, what more can you expect out of the kid? He literally had ankle, like a crazy ankle surgery 3 weeks ago. And they said that that surgery used to be 3 to 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's insane.
So I think the fact that they kept it within a touchdown is really going to help them when it comes
to playoff
time. Yeah.
They're not getting in the playoffs.
I think one thing that was, like, Alabama is still going to be Alabama. But I think from a, like, I don't think anybody is scared of them anymore. I think when Clemson housed them last year, there was that changed the optics.
Yeah.
A lot.
I think Alabama misses the playoff and Saban goes to Florida State.
Ooh.
Send tweet.
Scoop Franklin? Man.
Just trying to spice things up with a hot take.
That would be extra spicy. You know, it would also be spicy if Georgia's defense still hasn't given up a rushing touchdown this year. They shut out Missouri. What if Georgia beats LSU? Both go to the playoff.
I think that's could very well happen. Then we have Ohio State, Georgia, LSU, and Clemson.
Man, that'd be
there's
fun.
There's your playoff.
It'd be fun. But I'm cheering for LSU from here on out, though.
I've been cheering for them all year. I like Coach O.
I had in the back of my mind the scenario that, like, Bama wins, two teams to play off, Kentucky goes to the Outback Bowl, wins out and goes to the Outback Bowl. But I think now, looking more towards Belk Bowl, Music City, one of those kind of tiers, Liberty.
At least we're still looking at a bowl. Because yeah. That didn't used to be a thing 5 years ago.
Yeah, I've seen too much negativity where I think people forgot that we weren't good forever.
Yeah.
They're like, Stoops got to go. It's like, did you watch football before he got here?
Remember when we sold hats that said make Kentucky Bowl eligible again?
That wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, that was not that long ago
We
at
just
all.
Wanted to get back to a bowl. That's why we can bitch about little things here and there in specific games. But overall, we're more than pleased with Stoops and the coaching staff.
We're happy to be able to complain about that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Because you can't
10 years ago, you would have just lost by 50 to Tennessee.
Yeah, you can't complain about the little stuff like one play when you lose by 50.
And I'm just I think that's a good way to kind of put a bow on this, Drew, because it sucks losing to Tennessee. We hate it.
We're very good at it, though.
The no-good, dirty Vols are the worst. But things are looking up. They're looking great on the recruiting front. Next year could be even better than 2018.
Defense is going to be awesome.
It's going to be wonderful. Cats are going to kick Vandy's ass. Charles and I are going to burn down Broadway Friday night.
Yep.
I'm so jealous.
Come see about it. Seriously, tweet it at me and Chuck, and we'll let you know where we are. And we'll party Friday night next week.
Cool, guys. You all have fun.
It's all going to be expensed by KSR, so come on. Bring it.
But we're going to have a good time. We're going to kick Vandy's ass. And we're going to beat UT Martin.
Yeah.
And we're going to beat Louisville.
Yeah.
And we're going bowling.
Woo! Then we're going to win our bowl game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
8 wins. Let's do it.
I like it. We can't complain about an 8-win season when your quarterback's knocked out.
Yeah.
And your second-string quarterback's
Tennessee.
Knocked out.
Yeah.
Kentucky back. Better than ever.
I feel better.
Woo! We did it.
Go Cats.
Go Kroger.
Congrats to the couple that got married. I wish them the best.
And peep the technique. Don't sweat the technique.